So, herzlich willkommen zum letzten Tag der Quellcode. Wir haben jetzt den quasi zweiten Vortrag vom Tag. Wir hatten vorhin schon den Workshop fürs Regenbogenhotel und jetzt starten wir mit den Lightning Talks. Wir haben auch schon eine vortragende Person, an die ich gleich das Mikrofon übergeben werde. Und ich wünsche euch allen viel Spaß bei den Lightning Talks und dir viel Spaß beim Präsentieren.
Vielen Dank. Hallo? Das? Das? Geht? Ja, okay, gut. Wunderbar. Okay, zuerst, ich muss sagen, dass diese Präsentation wird auf Englisch sein, so es gibt dieses Bescheid gegeben. Okay, so, ja. Hello everybody, my name is Alexander Bravo, and today we are going to talk very, very fast about why and how you can have your own website. You probably... You have noticed in these times we are living in that every website, every social media we are not seeing is pretty much going to shit. This effect that we, the experts and everybody that works with work sites, that is easily said as entityfication. So yeah, you might have been thinking, okay, so this site, this social media is going to shit. What I can do? How I can remain in contact with my friends and continue sharing my art and other? The answer is very simple. Make your own website. Why? Well, because you are tied from moving to one account to another because a service was going well, and then next year, not anymore, and then it was bought by a company, and then it started to run shit another. Or that you have noticed that in the current times that we're living in, unfortunately, we are experiencing the censorship with bot or text and or art and everything, and you want your own place so you can share your art and your own creations. Or you are tired that companies are stealing our personal data for their algorithms or artificial intelligence or NFTs or other bullshit. You don't really want that anymore. Or simply because you are original and you want to express yourself through something beautiful or going to something very abstract other. What you can do, for example, for any website, you can do your own blog or your own website with your personal data and other contacts, or a gallery with your art, or simply a file repository to download files, hopefully not illegal because otherwise you are going to have problems. Or a fan site of your favorite TV series, that also happens. And so many other examples that you can find across the time. You might be thinking, okay, I want to do a website, but isn't that hard? Doesn't require like a lot of dependencies and paid licensing to programs and everything? No, not at all. You only need a very simple file called HTML, that it means hypertext markup language, and with only a couple of words and sentences, you can have a very simple but functional website. But you are thinking, wait, okay, I can create my website, but I have to upload it somewhere, and that costs money. No. There are also places that you also can upload it for free. Also, it is very simple to continue learning about adding new features like decorations or banners or animations or many more other effects. So, what do you need really to do this? Well, you can pretty much program your own website with almost any machine that you can work with with a keyboard and an internet connection with a browser. I have seen people that even made their own websites with a phone. So really, there is no complications that you can almost use everything today. Text editor, not Word, please. Just any program that you can edit files and write inside, like, for example, Notepad that comes with Windows, or Gedit for Linux, or Notepad++, or Vix, or Sublime, or VS Codium. There are so many options out there. A lot of them are free, very often of free licenses. And of course, obviously, an internet connection, because you need to upload it somewhere. So, what do you really need? That's the very basics. I don't know if you can see it very clear with this lighting, but you only need these six sentences. This main structure that defines the main sentence, main page, doc.html. The inner structure, that is HTML. Then the main part of the website, that is body. And then we will, for this very simple example, just a sentence, the classic hello world. It's defined with this tag, with a P, that it means paragraph. Only that. You only need these six sentences within these characters, these words. Only that. You don't need nothing else. Where we can upload? You can, of course, later seek your own hosting services and domains and other complications, but you only want to upload this very fast and free. These three are only three of many more simples, but these are the most popular ones because they are free, they are more or less easy to understand, they are almost integrative in the sense of that you don't really need to know what's going on. That is simply, in the most cases, it's just drag and drop a file into the system, so it gets automatically uploaded. And there we go. We see in our browser that we see a simple hello world, but that is the start of our new website. And from here, we can go much more. We can decorate it with Cascade Style Sheets, that is the name of files we use to add different formats, colors, animations, more. We can add new features through JavaScript, that is a scripting language that allows us to extend new functionalities, like, for example, an online radio or a search function or many more. You can link, of course, to your friends through direct links or even a popular image in rectangles. That is very popular lately. Or even joining a web link, that is a series of interlinked websites, and you can simply follow each one by just clicking a button. Well, that is pretty much the basics. We are done here. Thank you. Any questions?
Exactly. Any questions about the topic?
I know that this has been like super, super fast, and there's a lot of details to go in details, but this is pretty much the basics. That, after that, is just reading a bit in the internet, because there is a lot of tutorials for free and easy to understand, but with this, you can start. It's pretty much like starting to write a history or drawing. Just start.
Sorry, could you use the microphone? Thanks.
Thank you. your talk, what are your favorite tutorial sources?
Right at the end of my presentation that I will upload somewhere either at my personal website or the one from Qualcomm or other.
Yeah.
I will share different tutorials and other resources that they are free. Not that they are not only free, but also very easy to follow and understand. And from here, you can go to other more extensive tutorials, like the official documentation from Mozilla, or the one from Chrome that also has very interesting tutorials, and so on.
Anyone else has a question?
What is a web ring?
No, it's okay. It's interesting. A web ring is basically, as the name says, an interconnected ring of websites. Usually, it is determined with a series of buttons at the bottom of the page, or links, or many other designs. But the basics is that you have a link, and you click on them, and it follows another website, and then this website to another, 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 and then it goes into a loop to the first one that you started. That means a web ring that is interconnected, and think of it like, a series of websites that are affiliated to each other, or the members of a game, for example, or all the fans of animation series, and so on. There can be many kinds of links that you can think of. Thank you. Any questions?
No, so then thanks for your talk.
Thank you very much for your attention.